ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get her.
Welcome, welcome to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. Welcome, welcome, welcome. In case this is your first time, I'll go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
I'm good, and you, man?
A great man, great man. So, obviously, everyone knows, and everyone's talking about it right now.
It's almost
now.
December.
It's almost, yes, it's almost December, yeah. But...
Wait. What are you doing for December, bro?
Well, I'm doing a lot of things for December.
Where are you going?
I am going to Mozambique, bro.
Mozambique.
Yes. Yeah. You're going to Romania.
Romania? No, I'm not remaining here, my friend.
You're not remaining
here. I'm going to Kimberley.
Let's go!
I have to visit this year. It's been a while since
it's been a while. But anyway, we are talking about something that's happening. Everyone's talking about it. The FIFA World Cup that's happening in Qatar.
I mean, it's a big deal. Why wouldn't everyone be speaking about it?
Like, it's a big deal.
Why don't you want to represent your country? I can't represent South Africa.
Because they're not qualified.
But I'm representing someone. A couple of teams.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to chat more about the fixtures that are coming, the teams that are playing, especially African teams and shocking teams that... Made it. Yeah, shocking.
Oh, no. As soon as I saw Qatar there already, I was like, okay, it's fine.
No. Yeah, it's fine.
I'm going to see every team there.
But anyway, shocking teams are there. I'm actually shocked of these countries that are there. You get what I'm saying? I'm shocked. African countries, look, respect. But the team I don't see here, actually, let me not say team, country. It's Egypt.
Egypt.
Yes. Egypt, I don't see. Because when we were chatting about...
Okay, I even forgot about Egypt.
Yes, Egypt is not there.
Okay.
Yes, that means Ish Salah.
But with Egypt, it's not often, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not a regular thing where they're not in the
World Cup. Not often.
Yeah. And on December, obviously, as you know, we have Tyson Fury versus Chizora, which is...
Woo!
Big one.
Let's go. I'm also looking forward to that fight. It's a really, really big fight that you should look forward to. So anyway, before we take a break, I want to chat more about Logan Paul.
There's
something recently that just happened to him. So, not bad, but rumors that he was signed to the World Wrestling Entertainment, right? They signed him.
Okay.
Right? Now, something, I wouldn't say mind-blowing happened, but I'm not sure if you know a guy by the name of Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns, yes.
He's a David. He was at the Impulsive.
He was my favorite wrestling fighter.
Now, he was at Impulsive, which is Logan Paul's broadcast. Impulsive, right? Impulsive. Now, Roman Reigns was there. He was busy talking. Then when Roman Reigns went, he was like, I want to challenge Roman Reigns.
Okay, but I guess that...
I'll explain everything later.
Yeah. Look, in a way for me, that's...
I'm like,
that's scripted, you know?
It's scripted, bro.
It's not the same as UFC
it's confirmed.
Or boxing.
Yes.
Because then they're going to have to fight a certain way. It's like...
Of course.
Yeah. So, you know... How sad, I only found out at the age of freaking 14
that this thing is scripted.
That wrestling is scripted. I was so heartbroken.
Same here, bro.
I used to make sure I don't miss wrestling for anyone or Dragon Ball Z.
Shout out to the Dragon Ball Z fans, man.
When I found out they were scripted,
I'm like, no, man.
I'm done.
So, we're going to chat about the FIFA World Cup and we're going to chat about. Why are they scripting these things? How did it all start, actually? Why?
Yeah, why?
Why is this thing scripted?
After that, I had a lot of questions, actually.
I'm like, about wrestling.
Like, never mind the scripting part. Like, is it actual people? Do they actually, like, fill that stadium? Because I've watched clips where it looks like...
Yeah.
Animated or some stuff. But yeah, you know, you start, a lot of questions start rolling and then you're like,
yeah, 100%.
People, but that's not enough. Whatever, whatever. But yeah, that is it.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to chat more about the World Cup and why is that a sport scripted? We're going to chat more about that. Radio has never been better.
Yeah.
That's how it is and that's how it goes.
You're listening to
Welcome back. Radio has never been better. So, as you know, the FIFA World Cup is coming up on the 20th of November. Yes, it's finally here, basically. It's finally here. So, there's a lot of teams, shocking teams that made it. The first shocking team for me was Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Yes.
Yes, I saw that. Yes. I was like, what?
Costa Rica.
I've never seen Costa Rica.
I'm like, wait, what? Okay, but I think I was mistaken last week that Poland wasn't going to be there, but Poland is there. They're going to face big ups to Poland, which means Robert Lewandowski will be in the World Cup.
Yep.
So, Belgium, I'm not sure. Morocco, I'm not sure. Croatia, I am not shocked that they're there. Serbia, I'll give it a yeah. Okay. Uruguay, obviously. Ecuador, that's another shocking team.
No, besides, I don't think Ecuador. Okay, I've seen Ecuador, but I don't think it's more shocking than, we've seen.
Than Costa Rica.
I mean, USA, let's be honest. USA is as bad as us.
But, hey.
Well, okay, not as bad.
Look. But hey, they made it to the 2010 FIFA World Cup though.
Yeah,
no, I remember one of the teams played
but
them.
But let's talk about how early they go out of the World Cup.
Okay. They usually at the first, I think after three games, they're out. The USA. So I'm like, oh, okay. Like if it's like a Brazil, the Portugal. I mean, I don't know if you remember the World Cup in Russia that, Portugal and Brazil were just disappearing.
Yes.
They were just disappearing. The big teams were just disappearing. I'm like, whoa, this is unreal, man. You get what I'm saying? And Iran is there. That's Iran. Another shock. Yes, that's another shocking team that's there.
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
What do you mean? That's not a shocking. They're good. They're good. Listen.
Okay, maybe it's okay.
They're good. They're good. South Korea, I'm not shocked as well. Because South Korea has been played in the FIFA World Cup before. And where's China? Where's China?
I just noticed
that China's not there. So China didn't make it, unfortunately. Obviously Belgium is there. Argentina is there. France, the World Cup winners for the last World Cup, they're there. But the question is, you can never predict who's going to win.
Germany for sure, man.
Germany.
Are you sure? Don't get me wrong. France still got
Are you sure?
I was looking at the. Never mind, just France. Let's talk about Brazil, bro.
Okay.
Brazil is No, I don't know what to say about them. They fire now. Brazil's got a lot of players in Madrid.
Yeah.
I mean, your strikers and defenders, Militao.
Yeah.
Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Vinicius.
Yeah.
Yes, there was a thing with Vinicius. They want him. They were trying to sue him. And it's not the first time.
Yeah.
Celtic did that in their first match. Kedis also, because like the celebrations he does after scoring, it's not even to celebrate. It's to mock like the team is scoring.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I was just like, what? Can you sue someone for that?
Yeah.
But yeah, there was rumors that Kedis fans want to sue
Are you serious?
For a racial dance that he did,
What? But a dance?
But we know, let's be honest, I like Vinicius as a Madrid player, but he's very dramatic.
He's really dramatic.
You just touch him, he falls, bro. So that's Vinicius for you. But play
that
wise,
just Neymar before, though.
Yeah. He's very good. Let's not forget Neymar also.
Neymar.
And they have Rafini. Oh, no. That's just the ones I know. for Brazil.
Remember when Suarez?
Forget Brazil in this FIFA World Cup.
Remember when Suarez was busy biting ears and giving headbutts? I'm telling you, but
is crazy.
But it's crazy, man. But
The interesting fixtures, right, in the UEFA Champions League.
UEFA.
Now I don't know why, for some reason, the round of 16 it starts in February. Next year, February.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was this next week. I was shocked when they're like, what are you talking? Yeah, so.
Yeah, because the FIFA World Cup,
the UEFA.
The FIFA World Cup is happening and the UEFA will carry on next year. Yeah.
Some interesting pair ups, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they did the draws and what came out, I was like, what? I can't wait, basically. So.
Yeah.
AC Milan versus Tottenham.
AC Milan. Okay.
I don't know about that.
AC Milan.
Why would you give the score to?
Is AC Milan and who?
Tottenham.
That one. I have to decide there. I'll give that one to Tottenham.
I'll give it to AC Milan. For sure. Okay, Club Brugge versus Benfica.
Benfica for 15. Me.
Yeah, Benfica for me.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Chelsea versus Dortmund.
Dortmund.
Dortmund beat them in the first game.
Dortmund.
Definitely Dortmund. And then you get the Kings.
Who's the
Kings? Versus Liverpool.
What are the Kings now?
Real Madrid is...
Please.
Guys.
Please.
Bro, you know.
No.
You know.
But, I'm going to give it to Real Madrid because they're doing well.
I appreciate it.
Besides
them doing well, but I've beat Liverpool before in a final, you know.
So
this is even a round of 16.
Anyway, yeah.
You know what's weird, right? Whenever soccer is very weird. It's like the fighting sports.
Yeah.
If you look at a team like Manchester City, who's Manchester City's rival? Like rival in England. We're talking England.
Are Manchester City's rival?
Yeah.
It's not Manchester United. It's not. It's not Liverpool.
It's Liverpool,
right?
Like, whenever they play Liverpool, go watch every match. Yeah. It's either they draw or Liverpool beat them. Yes, they won. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But back there, go look at the stats. You'll see that whenever City play with Haaland, bro. I'm talking with Haaland.
Are you serious?
Even with the recent game they played, they still lost. You know.
Are
so
you serious?
Soccer is weird, man. City plays Liverpool, and they know. It's like El Clasico.
Yeah.
Barca versus Real Madrid. Whenever those two meet, the predictions is not easy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and then we play Liverpool. My word, we beat Liverpool left and right. And then when City plays us, we survive.
You and survive?
We're like, how? But it's a tough match whenever we play City, when Real Madrid plays City.
It's like Kaiser Chiefs and Pirates
City
right
City's
now.
Good, yeah. City is very good.
Yeah, look, see, I'm going to give it to City, you know.
And then Frankfurt versus Napoli on the 21st of February.
Oh, okay. Frankfurt versus now. I'll give that one to Napoli.
Nice.
Because Napoli has been performing. I saw it.
They haven't lost. They lost one, but they scored more than any team in the
UEFA Champions
League.
They should verse you guys
this year.
Napoli should verse you guys. I think you guys must get a beating from those guys.
And
because
then
City versus who now?
Leipzig.
Come on.
My last match.
No, I'm sorry, City.
Nice. I'll also give it.
I'll give it to City.
Inter Milan versus Porto.
Woo! I know. Look, I'm a Portuguese, so I have to go for Porto, man.
Inter Milan, you know that.
No.
I can bet, man.
No.
Yeah. So obviously it's fire, guys. And then the big one that shocked me more than
Real Madrid. Shocked you, bro.
Yeah, more than Real Madrid versus Liverpool. It was PSG versus Bayern Munich.
So
I can't wait for that.
Woo!
I'm not going to miss that one.
I know this one. I don't know. I love both of them. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So the UEFA Champions League.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But before we go, just to give you update, Tyson Fury is fighting. Please don't forget that. Please, Tyson Fury is fighting, and there's some upcoming fights as well. And there's a lot of things coming up within the next year, bro.
Next year.
There's a lot. It's been a good year. It's been a very, very good year, but we gotta get some exciting stuff next year. Sure. You get what I'm saying? But anyway, guys, that is it from us. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za or catch us on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter on ActiveFM777, which is covered.
The number of heaven.
Of course. It's been good. It's been real. From myself and Calvin, we gotta say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Told the boys and girls we're here to mash up the place. I'm one of the youngest in age, so make sure you're watching this.
Time and time again. I know that I saw my sins. You don't see my sin. No more.
Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Radio has never been better.